And when you say war, American war, that's not strictly to the traditional sense of a war, is it? Two armies lined up. Come on then, right, jolly good, we attack at dawn. No, it's more sort of a bit one-sided, isn't it? Do you know what I mean? It's more sort of fish barrel scenario. Do you know what I mean? American military losses tend to be quite light, don't they? About 9, you know. Half of them trip over something or fall out of a helicopter, you know. On the other side, 200,000 faceless, nameless, evil ones are incinerated by a giant daisy-cutting bunker buster bomb sponsored by Pepsi, you know. So it's sort of a little bit one-sided, you know. I don't know. See, being English as well, you know, the problem is, I'd say as well, it's the language. You know, over the years, we've been a little bit arrogant. We've travelled around the world. We've assumed people are going to be able to speak English, you know, which is a little bit patronising. You know, we turn up somewhere and go, come on, English, come on, it's easy, look at me, come on. And it's a little bit patronising, you know. And also, even if you're conscientious like yourself, sir, you know, and you take a phrase book with you, this isn't really going to help, because a lot of our English phrases, anyway, are written as if we still have an empire, you know? They're written with this sort of pompous, triumphalist attitude. You know, you turn up in some far-flung part of the world, there'll be a section, travel section. On arrival at the station, here are some useful phrases. You there! Taxi, quickly! Get away from me! You know. Then you get these sections that making friends. You know, like, really patronising. Hello. Do you have any hobbies or interests? I keep peregrine falcons. Good day. Well, there's my favourite, the dating section, where you come across as a terrifying psychopath. Are you alone? Does anyone know you're here? Would you like to go for the drive? The next day, dealing with the guilt and recriminations. I am the 15th Earl of Buckingham. You are a common shop girl. No one will believe you.